Note to self today, here's the deal. When you stand in front of God, he's not gonna ask about your wealth, your cars, your house, your bank account, your relationships, where you worked. He's not gonna ask about anything of that because you have no leg to stand on. The only leg you can stand on is the righteousness of Christ. That will be it. You will have to plead his righteousness. And here's the great news. His righteousness in your life to cover your sin, the righteousness of Christ in my life to cover my sin is more than enough. That most important of all, a life void and empty of Christ is a life that is simply void and empty. The hook of sin, the lure of the world, always, 100% of the time, causes great damage and always leaves lasting scarring. Now, this is so critical. Because as a watching and dying world sees you and sees me, you begin to understand that they're really not that impressed with what we have. But they begin to become impressed with who we have.
Hey, this is John Couch with This Day Ministries. Thanks so much for tuning in to Strength for This Day. You know, at some point along life's journey, God is going to interrupt our plans. And it's during these times of divine interruption that God graciously recalibrates us back into desperate dependence upon Him. Think through this thought right here, that my unwavering obedience during God's interruptions to my plans reveals a heart that truly believes that my life is no longer my own. And isn't that the point? If we have truly been bought with the most precious blood that's ever been shed, the blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, our lives are no longer our own. Therefore, our will, our plans, our hopes, and our dreams are now what God wants to do with our lives. And so I pray if you're discouraged today as you are battling for the Lord, do not be discouraged. Do not lose heart. Do not grow weary. And most of all, have God's strength for this day.